Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today, before we get started, I wanted to read a couple of verses from Psalm 34, verses 6 and 7. It says, "This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him from all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them." And sometimes when I read this, I think, oh, good for you. It must be nice to have God answering your prayers so easily, so quickly, and whatnot. But what David is doing and attesting to is attesting that God took him through his troubles. And it's not like he didn't have issues. David faced a lot of challenges. Those challenges were immense. We know that David was chased by Saul, that he was trying to kill him all the time. And yet David continued to turn to God, and God heard him. In this instance, it's a time after David was in the clutches of one of his potential enemies, and who was an ally of Saul's, Abimelech. It was so dire, and the only way that David could get out of it and his people out of it was he had to pretend he was insane. And he had to pretend that he was crazy, crazy enough, and to the extent that Abimelech would drive him away and get him out of there instead of even killing him. He just had pity. He said, you're insane. But the result was, is that was what, you know, God led him to do, or maybe God didn't, but he just, you know, delivered him anyways. And so this was now David praising him, because God hears us. God hears our voices in our most dire circumstances. That psalm actually starts with, "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them." So David's encouraging us. Think about the shame. This is David, who has won many battles, he has to pretend he's insane. And God delivered him. He heard him. David's encouraging us. He's encouraging us to reach out to God in our distress. And he says that we will wind up being radiant because of the actions of God. So with that, let's go back to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank you for this day and for all that you've done. I just pray, Holy Spirit, for you to guide this prayer time, that you would open our hearts, you would speak the words, that you would express what is upon our hearts, that we would glorify you, Lord, and that we would do your will, that we would have the ability to rest in you amongst all of our challenges. So, Lord, I come before you seeking out your mercy and your grace, seeking out you, the Spirit of the Lord, to be about our families, to stand in the gap with them, to protect them and to hold them close. For your word says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Lord, I pray for your angels to be about us. I pray for you to be about us and our families, that you would protect us protect them. That you would hold them close. And that you would deliver all of us. There's so many challenges going on today. There's illness. There's cancer. There's heart issues. There's just all sorts of things, from the vaccine to just normal blood pressures. And Lord, there's distress in the minds and in the spirits. I pray for your spirit to guide us and heal us. Heal our families. There's nephews and nieces who are addicted to drugs, who are struggling with emotional and mental issues. There's children who are. There's parents and grandparents, brothers and sisters, all who we love, friends who are as brothers and sisters. So, Lord, I just lift up our families to you. I pray for your spirit. I pray for your angels to be about them all. Deliver them from their issues, self-inflicted or not. Lord, I pray for your mercy to be upon them. Pray for you, Holy Spirit, to put people in their lives so that they know you deeper. I ask, Lord God, for our families to receive a blessing today of prosperity, of peace, and joy. I pray for your joy, the spirit of you, Lord, and your joy to be upon our families and upon us, that we might see you, know you, feel you. I know loving is not an emotion, it's an act. I pray, Father, for us to love you with our whole being. A.W. Tozer talks about the love, to love you is a willful act. It's not an emotional one. But I pray for your joy to be upon us, upon our families, and that we would be willing to serve you with our whole being, to love you in any way that we need to. Holy Father, be with our families. Protect them today. Guide them and bless them, I pray. And I lift up this nation, Lord. Love is a willingness. It's a decision. And I pray that our country would return to that, that we would decide to do what's right, to serve you, and to love you. I lift up our leaders. I lift up our campuses, the schools and the teachers. I pray for your mercy to be upon them and your protection to be upon all of them. At the same time, I pray for a mindset to be changed. No more drag queens, no more Hamas, no more trying to take control of children, but that they would turn to you, that you would inflict your love upon them, because some of them may consider it an affliction. Pray that you would bless our schools, our children, and protect them. And Lord, I pray for our nation to be on its knees and to turn to you. That we would turn to you, raise our hands, lower our heads to you, Holy Father. I pray for our nation's leaders to know what to do what's right, even though it's hard. I pray, Father, for you to come against those who are trying to lead us in the wrong direction, away from you. I pray that you would go against them and either turn them or remove them. Father God, protect this land. Raise back up, I pray. And Lord, lastly, I lift up our relationship with you. And Lord, I admit it, I want to love you with my whole spirit. I want to rest in you. And at times, I just don't know how. And again, Tozer says, you want the willingness, even though we may not feel it. You don't want the flighting elements of the emotional. You want the commitment and the willingness. I'm willing, Lord. I just pray for you to help us to grow stronger in you, to love you more, to love you with our whole selves. May the things that we struggle with, may we turn them over to you, the addictions, the illnesses, the fears, the finances. May we turn them all over to you and rest in your embrace. May we be like David, who looks at you and exalts you at all times. May we grow closer to you so we can love our neighbors as ourselves. I pray that you would stay, Holy Spirit, in our minds, in our hearts, at the forefront. So as we go about this day, we don't slip back into the normal routines, the normal reactions, the frustrations, the anger, whatever else would not be the result, but your love and who you are would shine forth. I just thank you and I praise you for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.